I'm chatting with Hans Moosmuller. He's the director of the Wildland Fire Science Center at the Desert Research Institute. Hans, thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
So I understand that this is not a physical research center. There's no building or anything. So can you explain just what this is?
Well, it's more a concept of getting people in different divisions and locations at DRI working together. There are people in hydrology, there are a lot of people in ecology, and there's those of us who are interested in atmospheric emissions and how they affect public health and climate change. So the center is an effort to bring these people together and to develop interdisciplinary projects.
So is the idea that this is an online center, or how does this work?
Well, we talk on the phone, exchange emails, and we will be doing joint experiments, field work and laboratory work together. Because fire is an inherently interdisciplinary process. First, you need to understand the fuels and the situation and the ecosystem. Then you need to understand the processes. How does fire burn and progress? And you need to understand the emissions. And you need to understand how have these wildlands changed after the fire? What has happened to the ecology, to the hydrology? And in the face of climate change, a lot of the effects of fires are irreversible. So fires really can make large changes in the landscape and the ecology. And we need to understand these things if we want to manage them in any sensible way.
What are some of the ways that communities can prepare for fires, or better yet, prevent them?
Fire prevention is a really funny topic, because when the Forest Service was first started under Roosevelt, beginning of the last century, the mantra was having every fire out the next day by 10 a.m. And that led to total fire suppression. But we're producing fuels. Bushes are growing. And if they don't burn, the fuel accumulates. So what we have in the western U.S. right now is a result of 150 years of fire suppression. We have a lot of fuel on the ground, and it will burn, either in a prescribed burn where we have some control, or in a wildfire where we don't have any control. So these days, the land management agencies have realized they cannot totally suppress fire. Fire is needed to manage the forest. So we will have to learn how to live with fire. And one of the complications is the spread of the urban-wildland interface. Everybody likes to live next to the forest. If you look, for example, in Mount Rose, the growth in the Galena area is incredible. And people have very beautiful homes, but they also have a fairly high fire risk. And we all pay to keep these homes safe.
You mentioned climate change earlier. And I understand that funding for fire research is also a major challenge that you face. So how has that changed over time?
Well, in 1995, for example, the Forest Service spent about 15% of the budget on firefighting. Last year and the year before, it was 50%. So that's the growth in firefighting expenses, which cannot be maintained. They don't have enough money anymore to work on science, figure out how can we better manage fires, on practical management, meaning fuel reduction and prescribed burns. They spend all the money just reflexively fighting fires, and this means the situation will get worse.
So do you imagine that this center will actually help bring in more people to work on this problem?
Oh, yes. I'm very certain about that. Once the center gets started and we acquire more funding, we will need to hire more people to get the work done.
Hans, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Okay. Thank you, Noah.